T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So Mike McCarthy, the new head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, the reaction down in Big D from Sean Sharif from 105.3 The Fan down there in Dallas. You can find him at 105.3SS on Twitter. Sean, how you been, buddy?
What's up? Been pretty busy, man, as you can imagine.
I bet. So the reaction when Mike McCarthy became the man?
It was meh. It wasn't backflips. I wasn't outraged. I guess I'm conditioned to expect that Jerry Jones is going to make a bigger splash and a sexier hire. And it kind of stunned us because they took less time hiring their new head coach than getting rid of Jason Garrett with that whole circus. But the majority of DFW is like, I'm going to have to be convinced a little bit more. That was the reaction yesterday, about 24 hours ago when it happened.
So, Mike McCarthy, now, I know there was there really talk about Zimmer and Sean Payton and those guys coming to Dallas?
Well, there was talk about it. Mike Zimmer, through Chris Mortensen, put it out there. He had no interest in doing that. So, the Cowboys got shut down even before the Vikings beat the Saints. It sounded like Zimmer had enough of working here under Jerry for those 13 years. And then the Sean Payton thing I always thought was ridiculous because everyone forgot that he signed a 5-year extension in September. Yes, Jerry Jones loves Sean Payton. Yes, Jerry Jones was flirting with Sean Payton last offseason. Yes, Sean Payton used the Cowboys to get a brand new deal. But what would you have to give in order to get Sean Payton from the Saints? It would have to be, you know, obviously a king's ransom. But he's fresh under a 5-year deal with Drew Brees coming back. I never thought that one was very realistic. Neither were the college coaches. Jerry told our radio station a few weeks ago, I thought he was BSing. I thought he was just posturing. Well, college coaches, you know, they don't have as much success. It's just a proven stat. We're like, Jerry, you got 3 rings on your finger from college coaches in Jimmy and Barry. So how can you say that? But all the insiders, Bill, said, nope, they don't want this to be a learning on the job. They already went through that with Jason Garrett. They think they'd have to do that with Lincoln Riley and Matt Rhule and Urban Meyer. So they wanted an experienced NFL guy, and that played into the McCarthy hire.
Urban Meyer, I can't imagine him ever, knowing him, I can't imagine him ever coming there. Because if he's going to come there, he wants control, and he wants you out of the way. It's my program. Because that's the reason I didn't think that was ever going to be a fit. So I didn't think that was ever going to happen. Lincoln Riley, I could have seen maybe something like that, an offensive guy coming in and seeing if they couldn't put him as the new head coach. But let me ask you this, because this was the narrative.
Well, now we got the offensive guy who's willing to let it be Jerry's show. So
right.
The best of both worlds,
right.
Apparently.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. In Green Bay, Mike McCarthy was left twisting in the wind a lot because he was undercut by his general manager. And when he wanted to do and be the disciplinarian, the blue collar, the Pittsburgh guy, after a while, Ted Thompson said, no, we're not doing that. You're not going to sit guys out. You're not going to discipline guys. You know, Ted kind of ran the show, and then Ted separated himself from the team. I mean, there was times Mike was finding out about moves at the podium during his daily press conference because Ted never told him. That's how bad communication got. So now you've got Mike going, hey, as long as I'm in a loop, you do your thing, I'll do my thing, give me the guys to coach, and I'll be the one that, you know, kind of runs the show. If that indeed is the way it works, then I think you can have some success. What is the excitement or not excitement for him working with Dak Prescott coming off of his tour with Aaron Rodgers?
Well, a lot of excitement, but we're having a hard time judging McCarthy because he had Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. Just like it's difficult judging Bill Walsh, right? He had Steve Young and Joe Montana. Difficult judging Phil Jackson. How do you judge the coach without the Hall of Fame players? I'm much more excited about Mike McCarthy today than yesterday based upon listening to all these different analysts and former players talk about his X's and O's. We know he did the media tour talking about adjusting and analytics and all that stuff. But a question we had here, Bill, is statistically the Cowboys were more than fine on offense under Kellen Moore. Now, Kellen Moore is being recruited to go call plays at the University of Washington, even though the word is Mike McCarthy would be okay with him being on the staff as the offensive coordinator while McCarthy called the plays. I personally want Mike McCarthy calling the plays, even though I know he gave that up in Green Bay to be a better CEO. Jason Garrett had to do the same thing. He wasn't that much better of a CEO. But I'm really, really excited to see Mike McCarthy with his QB camps and all the film study that he does with these guys and all these drills work with Dak, even though Dak took a really nice leap last year under John Kitten and Kellen Moore.
Talking with Sean Sharif for 105.3 The Fan down there in Dallas. I said this might be a good thing for the Packers because knowing Aaron Rodgers the way we kind of know him, he's not going to want to be shown up by Mike McCarthy. He may end up working extra hard in the offseason just to make sure that McCarthy doesn't go down there and have 12 wins all of a sudden and ends up in an NFC Championship game and outdoes Aaron Rodgers here. So this may bode well for the Green Bay Packers fans. So offensively, I mean, I know there's been a lot of talk about Mike McCarthy and will he bend and will he change his ways and all that kind of stuff. But when you hear about the analytics he wants to bring, they were doing that here. It's nothing new. They were putting GPS on guys and watching sleep habits and looking at eating habits and where they go and whether or not they're dancing and rest sitting at home and sedentary and resting their body. This is nothing new. It's just the fact that he wants to put a whole group together that now just pays attention to the analytics. Is that something they've been doing?
Well, the way I view analytics in today's NFL is what you're doing on fourth down and you know, what you do with run versus pass. So if you follow your Warren Sharps of the world, Sharp Football, you know, running is the devil. And those who believe that love Mike McCarthy coming here, even though you have Zeke Elliott, Mike McCarthy in Green Bay, as you know, he threw it 60% of the time. That was fifth highest in the league, and he's never been top 10 in terms of rush attempts. Of course, he had Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. I would throw it as well. But I give coaches a pass, really, Bill, up until the last, like, season or two, if they were a little behind on going for it on fourth down all the time, if they were running it more on first and 10. Where Cowboy fans are concerned about Mike McCarthy is stubbornness and refusal to change and adjust the offense. That's what we keep reading. That's what we keep hearing. That predictable routes, and I saw James Jones say we practiced 20 routes during the week and would drive Aaron crazy when we didn't call any of them on game day. And then I see, you know, that Ted Thompson always had youth on the roster because he never wanted to sign free agents, so Mike McCarthy had to simplify things, and that's the reason that the schemes and routes weren't too complex. So that's where we are in terms of McCarthy and analytics and getting excited about that or not. Look, anything is better than Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett on my radio show, he came on every Monday, which McCarthy is supposed to do this upcoming season, told us they didn't look at in-game win probability. The Cowboys, they snuffed their nose at it. They had no interest in it. Jerry Jones backed up Jason Garrett, not caring about it that much. So anything McCarthy did analytically would be better and more advanced than Jason Garrett.
With McCarthy coming, now we don't know what his coaching staff is going to look like. He hasn't even been, is he officially announced now down there?
The Cowboys website, this is how either late or arrogant they are. The Cowboys website hasn't even put it up. The latest article this morning when we started our show was Cowboys nearing deal with McCarthy, even though they have a film crew, I know for a fact, running around the facility doing like a behind-the-scenes Mike McCarthy hire, but they have not put it up on their website and no press conferences been scheduled.
Okay. Well, I would assume that that's going to happen relatively soon. I've actually texted Mike a couple of times and haven't heard back, so I know he said he's pretty close to dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
Well, he confirmed it to the NFL Network. That's how it broke, right? That Tom Pelissero piece, he confirmed it to Tom.
Well, there you go. It's Mike. Mike is on his way. He's, you know, his wife, his kids, I should say, his ex is down in Houston, so he does have some ties down to Texas. Even though he's a Pittsburgh guy, he was living in Green Bay because his current wife and the kids up here still go to school up here. So I'm sure he's excited to get down there out once the colder, harsher weather hits here in Wisconsin to head down to Texas. So I guess here's the next question. For all the big money people, all the people that really are excited and passionate about Dallas Cowboys, the fans, are they excited about this? Or, like you said, are they meeting it with, eh?
Right now, eh, is the leader in the clubhouse. You know, we put out the poll question, and the eh was the overwhelming winner. I got to be convinced. I got to see a little bit more. And then I'm excited about it with second place. And third place was I'm totally out on it. You got to understand, Bill, there was such a disdain and a fatigue of Jason Garrett. Anything was going to get people a little bit more excited than what was here, but overwhelmingly it's still a wait-and-see approach because, you know, you are talking about a retread, and you're talking about someone who, you know, people accuse Mike McCarthy of underachieving with the great Aaron Rodgers. And, oh, you just won one title, or, whoa, why did flame out? And I think a lot of people don't realize he's there for 13 years. Aaron, by all accounts, you would know this better than me, a difficult guy to maybe deal with. You know, what was his responsibility in the fallout? What was Ted Thompson's responsibility? But, you know, Cowboy fans are used to the splashy, sexy hire like Lincoln Riley. Well, maybe we should give Jerry a little bit of credit for going with the more safe SUV here, a proven guy who's done it on the NFL level versus Urban Meyer or Matt Rhule, who just took the Carolina job.
Sean, always a pleasure to chat with you. Best of luck. I'm sure we'll touch base again once things really start to get hot down there. I would love to see them back on Hard Knocks now. I really would. I would. I'd love to see them back on Hard Knocks and McCarthy marching
Jerry
around and everything.
Jerry will put them in a Hard Knocks situation, whether they're on HBO or not. Don't you worry about that. You know that.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. You take care, okay?
Thanks, Bill. You too.
There you go. Sean Sharif, 105.3 FM, The Fan down in Dallas. You can find him at 105.3SS on Twitter. 105.3SS on Twitter. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they begin to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.